Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1195. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daiv. Ben Rabbi Zisa, Lila Nishmas Belim Abasra Moshe. That our learning of Hilcha Shabbos Shetaka be a protection for all of Klal Yisrael, should be Megan on Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our new malacha. I'd like to start today the malacha of Goizei's shearing, meaning shearing wool and so on. See how that applies with many various different practical applications which come up on a weekly Shabbos. We went through the malacha of Sheichet just recently. We finished it basically. And like we always say many times, we have shailas that come up. People ask questions, people ask shailas, things that are not brought down. So sometimes we go back to it here and there. Okay, like we always do in every malacha. So we always try and start out, with the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, how he explains it. He always has a background, what took place in the Mishkan, how we got to the Malacha of Goizei's, where was Goizei's in the Mishkan again, Goizei's shearing wool. So he says like this, he says on page 673, Goizei's in the Mishkan, where do we have it? He says, wool was required for the ureas, right? As we know, people in the Mishkan, they needed wool for the ureas, for the curtains, the cloth coverings of the Mishkan, which were made from special dyed wool. To produce the wool, it was first necessary to shear the fleece from the animal, hence the malacha of Goizei's. So how did you get the wool, right? You have to take it off the sheep. So they had to get it off of the sheep. The basic premise of, so that shearing, that removing the wool from the sheep is the actual malacha, the av malacha that was done in the Mishkan. The basic premise of Goizei's, he explains further, as mentioned above, shearing the wool of a sheep is the first step in the manufacturing of wool garments, right? Before you make a suit, let's say somebody makes a wool suit, right, or a wool skirt or whatever, you first got to get the wool. They dye it, they have to clean it out and process it or whatever, and then you have to put the color in. But first you have to get it. How do you get it? You have to get it off the sheep. Right, the malacha of Goizei's, which was shearing, may be defined as the severing. He says like this. Says again, all on page 673 in Sefer Lamentes Malachas. The malacha of Goizei's may be defined as the severing or uprooting of any growing part of the body of any creature. So it's not only about a human being, but of any creature. Now, we spoke about in the past. The malacha of koitzer, which was actually uprooting like a plant or tearing off parts of a plant or flowers or anything that's growing in the ground. This is a different thing that has to do with severing or uprooting growing things on the body of a person or any creature for that matter in general. Even if the creature is no longer alive, they're still could be running into an issue of Goizei's, which we'll see. Interesting, Shaila came up, I remember a while back, in reference to taking out hairs from a chicken. You know, a person has a chicken, let's say on Shabbos, it was interesting in the skin. They have the hair on this, in the skin, they had to pull it out. The question of boirer, Goizei's, is it shearing the hair? Is that considered boirer? So we'll see if we could get to that. Rav Moshe spoke about that. We mentioned it a little bit and when we spoke about, I think, by Mlach of boirer. But over there he mentions also possibly Goizei's. Okay, if it's live, if it's dead, if it's already cooked, so that's a little bit different. It's getting back to our malacha. The foundation, the background, and what it's all about. He says, cutting or tweezing hair from one's head or body is also prohibited on the malacha of Goizei. So it's not just it's pulling it out, it's cutting it, and we're going to see there's a difference if somebody does they do it with a kli, like, right? When we'll talk about possibly biting, we'll talk about biting nails. If they do it with a kli, it's a deraisa. By biting, they do it with a shino, it's a derabanan, but still it can't be done. So we'll see how exactly that works. Now, these things come up, which applies a lot, which we've been talking about the last few shiurim in reference to psik resha, whereby these many times happens automatically. For example, the most famous case in conjunction with shearing anything, you know, uprooting something that's growing on the body, which would be simply hair. A person has hair, right? And a person takes a comb, and they comb their hair, let's say, during the week. So what's happening? When they comb their hair, hairs come out. We'll see some hairs come out anyways, in general, most of the time anyways, hairs come out. in the regular average comb, average brush. So we'll see how that works, and that becomes problematic, which we'll see it straight up in the Shulchan Aruch, because of the fact, again, it's the person wants to comb the hair, fine, no problem. But now it becomes what we call a psik resha. Automatically, hairs will be coming out. And we're going to see that that's actually nichale, because they're loose hairs, they're not wanted hairs. In other words, it's actually good for the person. It's not like in the cases we spoke about last time with bleeding. In the malach of shoychet, where a person does not want to bleed. Over here, the loose hairs, they want to get rid of the loose hairs. So it was a little bit attached, now it's being pulled out of the body. Oh, you got the malach of goizes, which is uprooting parts, things growing in the, from growing out of the body. And over here we're going to see when a person uses a kli, like we said, they use a utensil to do these things, like cutting the nails or whatever. He brings an example. Does the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas, tweezing eyebrows, for example, they use tweezers. So that makes it, that becomes a deraisa. Mamish a deraisa, because they're doing it the regular way. So just to finish off what he brings down on the same page, 673, and then we'll Bezrus Hashem will end off with this and move on to the next, move on to the, you know, further items, further categories, and further explaining the Malach of Goizes. He says like this: removing hair, cutting. Why we keep on talking about hair? Because hair is the most common, problem which comes up in the Malacha of Goizes. There's others also, like we said, the skin, sometimes dried up pieces of skin, person pulls off, biting nails, cutting nails, that's also applied, but hair is a very, very common thing, obviously combing, brushing, and there's many different shailas that come up in conjunction with that. He says, cutting hair, even just a single one, a person takes one strand of hair, right, from a human or an animal for that matter, they'll take, the person has a dog, right, and they'll take one hair and cut it off, right? Same thing, or the hair cut, and they use a hair cutting instrument such as scissors or hair clippers or the like. That's the malacha deraisa. That's a malacha deraisa min hatorah of goizes, and that is totally not allowed to be done at all. However, pulling out the hair, and we've spoken about in the past when it comes to animals, they're muktzah anyways. But we're talking, we're just giving an example now, what malacha of goizes shearing is all about. However, pulling out the hair is not goizes midiraisa in most instances, because a living creature suffers pain when its hair is pulled out. We're talking about without a without a utensil, without a kli, but this still can be done. Still is derabanan. It is therefore not the ordinary manner of removing hair, because it's very painful. Okay, we'll try and get into that also. However, in cases where hair is ordinarily removed in the regular way, by tweezing eyebrows, like we said, or so on, combing hair, whatever the case is, these various different types of things, doing so indeed is a melacha d'araisa, min ha-Torah of goizes shearing. So we see the bottom line is, we see over here that goizes shearing wool is not just about having a sheep and, you know, getting the wool off to be able to process a suit or a skirt or whatever the case might be. Well, we're talking about practical applications. Now, obviously in the Mishkan it was for the ureas, for the curtains, but it applies on a weekly basis to anything that's growing on the body. We'll go on, talk a lot more about it upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlocha and Berachah Kol Tov.